The only thing I've ever seen in my life that I was afraid of. I'm not used to afraid of those scratch, but I'm sure afraid of him.
Yeah.
He threw a brick bat at me.
What?
He sure did, a half of one. That sailed about 100 foot. He threw that thing. That's how stout he is.
Good Lord, that is terrible. I cannot believe it. What were you doing, just standing around?
I was trying to help his mother. I mean, he thought I was.
Oh.
She came over here to use the telephone because she's afraid to go in the house to use hers.
Oh, that's pitiful. That really makes me sick. Yeah, I'd stay away from him. I've met a couple of people like that. That I was really gave me creeps.
He's mean. He's just real mean.
Like it.
Okay.
What do you call that hard shell thing that pulls in its legs?
Turtle. Terrapin. Either one. There's turtles and terrapins.
What's the difference?
Turtle's water animal, and a terrapin is a dry land thing. Once, but terrapins. There's a water terrapin also, or turtle. I guess you'd call them. I don't know whether it's terrapins or turtles, but some people call them both.
Yeah.
They stay in the water and they'll take the fish off your line and the bait off your hook. And but old terrapins is kind of dry land things.
Yeah. I guess that's
what
we must have had, which tall fossils. We didn't have any water. Well, we had a little water, I guess. What do you call those things that look like little lobsters, have little pictures on the end? You see them in freshwater streams. We still
crawfish or crawdads or crayfish. Some people call them, I think they call them crayfish down on the coast, but we say crawfish.
Is that what you grew up calling them?
Crawfish is all I ever heard till I got to reading about that crayfish.
Yeah, you know, when I was doing biology in high school, there was all this crayfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally figured out that they were really talking about crawdads.
Crawdads.
I didn't just say so. I don't know, you know.
I don't know either, but then I guess that's...
Some blanky blanky yankee go, look, that's one. What do you call those things that fly around at night and they'll fly up in a candle or up to a light? Get your
can?
A what?
Oh, fireflies? Fireflies?
What do little fireflies do?
They don't do anything. They'll run around and make a light, that's all I know.
Okay. What do you call those things that get your clothes and your wool clothes and eat them up?
Moths.
Okay. And, if you had
can you see? Would you like light?
No, I'm doing fine, thank you. I've just about got this thing memorized anyway. I hardly have to look at it. If you just had those moths we were talking about, if you just had one, you'd say, look, there's a
moth.
Okay. And what do you call those insects that they hover over water and they about that long usually? And they've got two sets of big shiny wings. Sometimes they're blue-bodied and real pretty. They eat other insects.
I know what they are. Let me think. I can't think right now.
Okay, well, you stop me if you think of it. What do you call the kind of insects that fly around and sting you if you get around their nest?
Wasp?
Yeah. You ever been stung by wasps?
Yes.
What happened?
Nothing with me, but they really hurt some people.
Yeah, my dad got stuck.
They don't hurt me much.
They don't. How many times have you been stuck?
Yeah, I mean, oh, I don't know. What?
Bunches?
Yeah.
More months. What other things are there like wasps?
Hornets, but we don't have them here.
Uh-huh.
We have the black wasp and the yellow jackets.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The black wasp, the most vicious. Now they hurt you. I have never been stung by a black wasp.
Uh-huh. Okay. Alright, lucky. What do you call those things that fly around at night and bite and make a little bite on your skin and scratch?
It's just skeeters.
And what do you call those things that make a bite like them except they actually get in your skin and they live in the grass? If you walk barefooted through the grass, you get them around your